Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen here with my sister-in-law, Laura Wiffler.
Hello, hello.
Before we jump into our topic today, we wanted to share, we have another awesome free new print from Give It Pretty, and it's Colossians 3:2, set your mind on things that are above, which is something that we like to talk about a lot here at Risen Motherhood. Mm-hmm. It's just keeping our eyes fixed on Christ and remembering the gospel and living in light of those truths and not being controlled by our circumstances or the things of the earth. So again, go to our show notes to find that printable. We will have a link there. Remember, it's free. And you can find more from Give It Pretty at giveitpretty.com. Anything else about that, Laura?
No, that's perfect. Good job.
Okay. Woo, I just whizzed through that one.
You did whiz through that. Because today we're talking about a topic that I think every single mom is going to identify with. We're talking about mom guilt.
Yeah, mom guilt is kind of, I don't know, I think it's kind of a topic we don't address very much, or when we do as moms, like our first response is like, oh, we have so much false guilt, like let's kind of avoid that topic a little bit. But it is a very real thing that I think, at least it impacts me on a daily basis. It's like a serious battle.
Yeah, no, I think I don't know a mom that could say, oh, I never have felt guilt. I don't feel any guilt. I mean, I just think that that'd be a bold-faced lie. So I think we can all identify. And I know, you know, there, what Em and I are going to talk about a little bit today, though, is differentiating between true, like a true sense of conviction from the Holy Spirit that can feel like that guilt versus kind of self-condemnation and when it's false guilt. Because I think that's a question all moms have is like, okay, I have this feeling. Now, what in the world do I do with it? How do I shake it off? You know, like not to break out into Taylor Swift, but you know, I just feel like it's just, it's a huge question that I think every mom has. I have it all the time.
Right. And we're totally hoping today that this is at least going to start some conversations, like of all, as all things here on our show, like we cannot dive into like the depths of what needs to be talked about mom guilt. And we're going to be like way kind of overgeneralizing. It's probably more complicated than it just fits into one of two categories. So, but we hope as you're listening and when you walk away, you at least like have a couple of ideas of like, okay, what should I do if I'm feeling trapped? Because the truth is that regardless of whether you're experiencing, you know, some true condemnation or true conviction or just kind of false guilt, God does not want you to stay there. He does not want us to live in guilt. He wants us to walk in freedom. He wants us to believe the gospel and to be just at peace with Him. And I think that is just like a really important thing to remember, that He wants us to do something with that so that we can ultimately be at peace.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I think we were going to talk through a couple of personal experiences of things that we have had. I know for me that, well, I know I can speak on behalf of Emily as well, but like the list is crazy long for things that I can manage to find guilt about during the day.
Yeah.
And I think, a lot of times for me specifically, I can really get down on everything from, you know, not being, kind of that activity and craft mom, kind of comparing myself to other moms and feeling really bad that my kids aren't, you know, like I start going down the train and I'm like, oh, my kid's not even going to know his ABCs when he's 15, you know, like because I didn't do something today. Or, you know, feeling guilt over, yelling at my children or not speaking to them. I think I mentioned before, I tend to kind of get silent sometimes with my kids and, but still just having like a wrong, immature, guilty heart attitude towards my children. Or even, and this one would be a good example of sort of that self-condemnation that isn't true guilt. But back when I was breastfeeding and I ended up switching to formula, I felt an enormous amount of guilt about just feeling like I wasn't providing, I wasn't being mom enough for my kids. Mm-hmm. And that, that's a good example of false guilt, which I think we'll get into in a little bit.
Yeah, I can relate to all of that. And I mean, I feel guilt. I don't know. I mean, about every like little, I have petty things that I feel guilt about, mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm letting my kids watch too many shows and I probably shouldn't have fed them chicken nuggets for lunch today. I don't give my kids enough, you know, healthy food. I don't read them enough books and I don't put them in enough activities. And then I think sometimes there's bigger things too that I feel guilt about, like I'm not consistent enough with discipline or, mm-hmm. you know, as you mentioned, Laura, like I speak harshly with them or, you know, I raise my voice or I have like a very short patience, not very much patience with them. And so, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like, it's everything from the small things to like this general cloud of like, I'm a yeah. bad mom and getting to the end of the day and just feeling like, wow, I did nothing good for my children today. I did nothing good for my family today. And just feeling generally bad about that.
Yes, completely. I mean, I think that we can have it in, you know, what our schooling choices are for our kids. Yeah. We talked about formula breastfeeding. We talked, I mean, cloth diapers, disposable diapers, you know, being away from our kids too much, not getting them away from us enough, involved yeah. in other activities, discipline, screen time. I mean, yeah. those kind of things, just they start to pile up. And some of those, as we've talked about, can be pointing to areas of change that you need in your life. But some yes. of them are totally false. And as Emily said at the beginning of the show, like God doesn't want us to stay there. Mm-hmm. And so the first step, I think, in dealing with this guilt is like, okay, deal with it. Don't just live with it. I think that's what a lot of us do. You know, we kind of like, we were saying, complain about it a little or talk to our friends about it or kind of just like let this cloud mm-hmm. hang over us, this fog in our life. And God wants us to bring that to the throne and evaluate, okay, yes. what is this and what do I do with it?
Exactly. Because I think the thing is like, we don't win if we stay there because probably one of a few things is going to happen. You're either going to kind of like grieve the Holy Spirit. And I think our conscience can become numb to something over a long period of time if we don't respond mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. a conviction that God is trying to show us. I know I've had, especially with screen time, that's one I've had to battle because I do mm-hmm. feel like for me, that's a heart attitude thing sometimes. And when I ignore that, I just notice my conscience getting dull and that is not a good thing. So that can happen. Or sometimes you can just become really depressed about yeah. your role as a mom. You can just lose your joy. You can lose perspective. And so it just, I feel like guilt and condemnation and even unrepented sin can just poison your life. And that's mm-hmm. why we want to deal with it and move forward. So, okay, I think we want to get more into what we mean when we say kind of conviction yeah. versus condemnation.
Yeah. And I think a good way of looking at it is when we talk about conviction, it's usually very specific. Like the Holy Spirit will, I think of it a lot as a prick, you know, the Holy Spirit like pricks your heart and you're like, ooh, I need to apologize for that. Like I should not have reacted mm-hmm. that way when my kid peed their pants again. I should not have reacted that way when, uh-huh. you know, she told me about how, you know, those things that she does. And, you mm-hmm. know, in my heart, I felt this prick of like, maybe yeah. I need to do better.
Yeah. Well, I think also we have to remember conviction is like, conviction is sin and yeah. we can find those things like in scripture. And exactly. so, it's usually either something overt, like, you know, fits of rage, like yelling at your children yeah. or, and maybe like a heart attitude that we know of like, okay, well, again, I wasn't being patient enough or I wasn't worshiping God in this. I was worshiping my comfort. And so I think that whenever we're feeling conviction from the Holy Spirit, there really should be something kind of scriptural to back that up versus like yeah. condemnation. Maybe you're like feeling guilty that you didn't throw your kid a very nice birthday party. There could be a heart attitude thing under there somewhere, but most likely that's just like a cultural expectation.
Yeah.
That's not a scriptural thing that the Holy Spirit is likely, you know,
yeah, yeah,
keeping upon you.
Yeah. It's usually an idea that you need to change your expectations about what motherhood is and what it looks yes. like for you. And it's not fitting into the cultural mold. And I think too, with self-conviction, it often leads back to you. Like I need to try harder. I need to do better. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things that like, it's trying to change who you are as a mom and not kind of what you're doing as a mom. I think it leaves you just self-condemnation leaves you in guilt. It leaves you mm-hmm. feeling defeated. It leaves you feeling totally condemned. Whereas the other thing with conviction. I feel like I'm like mixing these words up, but with conviction, it leaves you with hope. It leaves you knowing yeah. that there is a solution to these issues. It's something that says like, okay, I need to submit this to God, trust him and obey and turn and repent in obedience and not continue doing this thing. And so too, there's like a feeling that's different. And I know that I feel like we're getting muddy as we speak about this, Emily, but I think too, like the way that you deal with it feels very different.
Right. And so I think maybe we try to give some examples. I don't know if that will be helpful, but I know one time that I felt condemnation was when I was pregnant with my twins. I was actually put on bed rest for, I don't know, it was like a month or so. And, you know, I had my older toddler at home. He was like 14 or 15 months, and I needed pretty much full-time help. And anyone who's had like a toddler that age knows they are super busy. And I don't know, I just kind of felt like a bad mom. And I felt like I wasn't doing enough for my older child. I felt like I wasn't contributing to our household and I wasn't helping my husband. And I was just being a bum. And I think my identity was just so challenged. And even after I had my twins and for the first few months, I was just so occupied with feeding them. And it was just like, it was a ton of work. And I still felt like, oh, I can't be with my older child as much as I want to. And I need so much help. And I felt so guilty during that season. Mm-hmm. But really, like, I wasn't doing anything wrong. You mm-hmm. know, that was a situation and a circumstance God brought into my life that I needed to trust him with. Yeah. I needed to trust that he was going to take care of those things and, you know, provide for me during those times. And then I just needed to see that I was doing valuable things. I wasn't sinning. Yeah. And so as I looked back on that situation, I have just had to realize like that was false guilt. That mm-hmm. was not something that I needed to repent of. Yeah. That was something I needed to trust God in and have freedom from because he was sovereign over that time in my life.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a really great example of kind of differentiating between what a true sin issue is and what really just what's the accuser trying to make you feel guilty about things that are not true. So, and I think for conviction, we've given a lot of examples of what those are, but, I know that like, you know, I can just get upset with my kiddos for, I don't know, they have these shopping carts and they love pushing them around into everything. And they're so incredibly loud. And, I know often that I'll just like lose it. I'm like, this is way too loud. Kids, quit running them into the couch, mm-hmm. the back of the couch. Like I've told you so many times and, you know, and I can almost start to shame them.
Yeah.
And that's where I have felt like a true, like, okay, like Laura, you need to go apologize. That is not the way the Bible asks us to speak to mm-hmm. our children. That was not gracious. That was not self-controlled. And I mm-hmm. can like feel a very precise and I know what to do with that conviction.
Right.
You know, like I feel like the Holy Spirit is literally saying, go apologize to your children and turn and don't do that again. And so I think if you're feeling those things, that's something you need to act on and not just allow mm-hmm. to kind of, you know, oh, whatever, I'll deal with that tomorrow or, mm-hmm. you know, I'll sleep on it and then see what I'm going to do. Like those are things that are true conviction from the Holy Spirit when you feel that. And that's where you really need to deal with it. And so let's talk through a little bit more.
Yeah.
If it is conviction, what else we do, I guess.
Yeah. And what I like that you said, you know, oh, I'll just deal with it tomorrow. I think that is so common to just like think, oh, I'll just do better next time.
Yeah.
And when we find that we are in sin and, you know, I think we shouldn't just brush that off. Like what you're saying, Laura, like we shouldn't just, oh, I keep repeatedly feeling like I should be doing something about this every single time it happens. I'm feeling guilty, but I want to ignore it. Like if we look at it, we find there is sin there. We need to repent and like turn back to God and say, Lord, I need your help to overcome this sin. And your son died. You hated this sin so much, your son had to die for it. But I am reconciled to you. You've poured all of your wrath out on Christ. And now we get to walk in freedom. Yeah. And that is such a wonderful, hopeful place to be when we can have peace with God again and know that, as you know, we've talked about in previous episodes, that moment of sin does not have to define our whole day. It doesn't have to define who we are as moms. We are defined by Jesus, and that is just so freeing. And so just like, I'm like getting really passionate, but
it's good. That's she's preaching.
I'm like, don't ignore it, because there is freedom on the other side of this. And I know I'm so often I'm scared to look at my guilt and figure out what's under there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't really want to know what's down there. But we need to just know and then repent and like move forward, because there's freedom.
Well, and if it is not sin, because so often moms in our culture today, it's not a sin issue too. Like, we don't want you to hear every time it's going to be a sin issue, because there are so many times where I know that I can feel this false sense of guilt for not measuring up to my next door neighbor or this lady at church that's like so intentional, or, you know, whomever. I know that I can feel this like comparison trap of like, oh, I'm not a gentle enough person. I don't speak sweetly enough. I don't, you know, I don't talk to my children like her. I don't, you know, do the things that she does. I didn't consider this deeply enough. Am I really evaluating my food choices to, you know, the most minute level? And those types of things, Mom, we don't want you walking around too feeling like, okay, every time it's going to be a sin issue. That's not true. Like, God does not want us to live there. And so, you know, thank God for speaking to us in those sin issues, but also thank him for releasing you from any false guilt. And compare that biblically. What is the Bible saying? You know, does this line up with the Bible that I really need to care about this, or I really need to deal with this? And if it doesn't speak to that, then don't put it in there.
Yeah. And I think some of these, you know, again, this is what we're saying. We hope that this at least starts like some conversations or some trains of thought for you, because it may require you to get, you know, counsel from someone who's a little bit wiser and older, or, you know, a friend that you really trust, because some of these things are, you know, matters of your conscience and like what God has called you to do. Some of these things are, as Laura said, they are false. They are good things to do for our family, but they're not things that we have to do. Yeah. And we need to lay those things down. But I think our big takeaway for you guys today, we hope, is just that you don't ignore your guilt. And if there is something that over and over and over again, when you do it, you are just like under a low-lying black cloud, figure out what is going on. Don't go another day where, you know, you do that thing and then you walk in guilt. I don't know if we have more examples of that.
And if you're struggling to discern what that is, kind of, Emily, you started talking about this, but just talk to someone else. Find an older, wiser woman that can look into your life and speak truth there. Because I know how hard it is to discern whether or not that's sin. Because I constantly battle of like, well, I don't know. Like, I can see, you know, biblical basis for this, but I also feel like I'm not sure. I don't have peace about that. And so I think like, talking with other people, sharing your conviction, I think it's going to encourage them to take a hard look at themselves as well, especially if it's a fellow mom. But then also it holds you accountable for whatever decision you make. If you're going to, no matter what, you're going to walk away in freedom, Mom. So if you are struggling under that guilt and you are just feeling so heavy, like, as we keep saying, just don't ignore it. You know, don't continue to feel bad. Don't stuff it down. Don't run. Don't just, you know, write it off for tomorrow. Examine it, understand it, and walk away in freedom, because that is what Christ offers to us.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Any last thoughts, Em?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, just a reminder, we did not go like deep into any of this.
Oh, man.
I know we just barely scratched the surface, but I think this is such a big topic. We wanted to start the process of talking through this. This is something Laura and I have wanted to talk about, you know, probably close to since the inception of Risen Motherhood. Uh-huh. And we had a sweet listener just like encourage us to start this discussion. And so hopefully, you know, look forward to more on this. Yeah. And we will be providing more resources on the show notes of more in-depth and helpful things to do when you're experiencing guilt. So again, hopefully this just started the conversation and gave you a couple of ideas, even if they were small, of what to do if you are really struggling with guilt.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah.